If you love all things gardening, why not join us at our Spring Fair from the 3rd to the 5th of May at Bewley in Hampshire? You'll find everything you need to kickstart the season. Find out more at bbcgardenersworldfair.com. See you there!
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
It takes a lot of hard work to make it look easy. This Mother's Day, Duluth Trading Co. can help you give her something that keeps up. Whether you prefer to shop online or in-store, Duluth has a motherload of gear, goods, and gifts to keep her comfortable and capable, no matter what needs doing. With Duluth's problem-solving details and legendary durability to boot, you'll finally be mom's favorite again. Check out DuluthTrading.com for all your Mother's Day gifting needs.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the BBC Gardeners World magazine podcast, brought to you by the team here at the magazine. Join us as we chat all things gardening with the nation's favourite experts.
Hello and welcome to Gardeners Favourites, a new podcast series featuring Alan Titchmarsh, Kate Bradbury and the team here at Gardeners World magazine. In this special winter series, we'll share with you some of our winter highlights, guaranteed to beat the winter gloom, with options to get you outside enjoying your garden and recommendations for days when you want to curl up indoors. So sit back and enjoy as we share our favourites.
Hello, it's Kevin Smith here, the editor of BBC Gardeners World magazine, and today I'm going to be telling you about my favourite garden to visit in winter. If I'm honest, I'm a bit of a fair weather gardener. I put my garden to bed as winter arrives and I don't really venture out again until the warmth and colour of spring begins to appear. But there is one winter flower that does make me head outside, down the garden to a spot that's just behind a yew hedge. It's here that snowdrops are slowly naturalising, and every year I hope there'll be a few more than the last. I purposely planted the snowdrops where I couldn't see them from the house, knowing I'd be forced to go outside, go to the bottom of the garden and see how they're getting on. It worked, and shrugging on an old coat and my scruffy garden clogs for a weekly snowdrop checkup has become a staple part of every new year for me. I planted my first snowdrops in the green around 10 years ago, and sure enough, their number is growing. They're just the basic variety, but they bring me so much joy when there's so little else to see on the grey days of winter. Sure, there are super fancy varieties too, some that go for hundreds and hundreds of pounds per bulb, but for me, the basic one is good enough and actually something that I just simply love and adore. I was told that planting in the green was the best way to succeed, which means buying the tiny bulbs in leaf after they finish flowering and planting them straight away. They're easy to find online, at your local nursery, or, if you're lucky, you could ask a friend to dig up and divide a few if they've got a decent number in their own garden. That's the great thing about gardening, isn't it? There's always something to share, and us gardeners, we like to pass on the bounty to one another. It's always the humble snowdrop that reignites my passion for gardening at the start of every new year. And it's actually led me to visit quite a few gardens that have spectacular displays of this tiny flower. Again, if I'm honest, I'm not really one for freezing weather and I don't really like the cold. But there is something nice about wrapping up, getting some fresh air and visiting a beautiful garden on a crisp winter day. My favourite is Anglesey Abbey in Cambridgeshire. I always make a beeline for it during the winter if I can. There's a really beautiful winter garden with gleaming white trunks of silver birch, vibrant dogwood stems, delicate hellebores, and of course, carpets of snowdrops. Combined, these plants really do create a beautiful display. All the more special because our gardens generally look a bit drab at this time of year. There's a simplicity about winter gardens, and they force us to really appreciate every plant, stem, leaf, and colour on display. Winter scent plays a big part in the experience too, with the beautiful perfumes of witch hazel and sweet box filling the air. These delicate scents would probably be lost in the heady days of summer, but in the calm, still air of winter, they're intoxicating. Visiting a garden in winter can be chilly, but there's usually a cafe to warm up in, with tea, cake and hot chocolate to thaw you out. And best of all, the whole experience blows away the cobwebs and the stuffiness of a winter indoors. Thanks for listening to the BBC Gardener's World magazine podcast. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts and never miss an episode. If you've enjoyed this episode, please tell others about it and rate us in your podcast provider app.